have a detective, Sam Spade, and his partner got murdered. And of course, we're trying to figure out who murdered his partner. And of course, there's a woman involved.
The Big Read brings drama, mystery, and free books to Haines. And local teens take top slots in the largest Hotch basketball memorial tournament ever. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories up next. It's early December in San Francisco, 1928. The night fog, thin, clammy, and penetrant, blurred the street. A few yards from where Spade had dismissed the taxicab, a small group of men stood, looking up an alley. But I'm not going to tell you how the novel The Maltese Falcon ends. You'll have to read it yourself during the Haines third annual Big Read.
And this year, of course, for end of February and all of March through April 2nd is The Maltese Falcon. And this is a community effort. The reason for this and the reason why the nation is involved with this is because they did a survey throughout the nation, Reading at Risk, and they found out that a lot of young people are not reading.
Kathy Friedel at the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center cites a 2004 report by the National Endowment for the Arts, which found that not only is literary reading in America declining among all groups, but that the rate of decline has accelerated, especially among the young. It also reports that only half of the Alaskan population now reads literature. The Big Read is from the Endowment and attempts to restore reading to the center of American culture. And Haines is the only Alaskan neighborhood involved.
And it's very important, especially to our community, is that it's chosen by the community. So when we first did the first Big Read, My Antonia, you know, it was new. But after that, then we thought, well, we need to hear from the community. So we did a survey, and Tom Sawyer won for the second Big Read. And then, of course, we did another survey, including a big poster board where they could put tally marks on their favorite Big Read books. And The Maltese Falcon was an overall winner. And the reason people chose it, of course, it's kind of geared towards men, too, which was fantastic, which is our goal. But it's mystery, and people like mystery and murder and CSI and all of that.
At the very least, there's a free book in it for 200 people. Paperback copies of The Maltese Falcon by Dashiell Hammett are at the Sheldon Museum or the three libraries in the Chilkat Valley. The novel was published in 1930 and set the standard for detective fiction, with dark twists, elusive turns, and sharp dialogue that later made the film noir genre famous. It was the third novel by Hammett, who also spent 3 years stationed in Alaska during World War II, editing a base newspaper called The Adakian.
This book is based in the 30s. And we have a detective, Sam Spade, and his partner got murdered. And, of course, we're trying to figure out who murdered his partner. And, of course, there's a woman involved here, of course, and a mysterious jewel-covered falcon, a statue of a falcon that is trying to be found. And, of course, there's some bad guys in there and all this and, you know, gunplay and stuff. But it's a fun read, definitely a fun read. Dashiell Hammett is a well-known author.
Events at the Haines Library start next week. Yolanta Ryan, education coordinator there, says March 2nd will be full of Maltese activities that celebrate National Reading Day.
On Tuesday, March 2nd, we're going to have a Celebrate National Reading Day. And throughout the day, we'll have refreshments and a free copy of Maltese Falcon. And we're also doing a readathon, so we're going to see how far we can get through the book in one day. So if you can please come to the library and sign up just to read a few pages or a chapter. And you can just sit there, have a cup of tea, and either read to yourself or read out loud. And then on Thursdays, throughout the month of March, we're going to be doing Mystery Science Fun and Crafts. And that'll be at 3:30 on Thursdays. And we'll have scavenger hunts using clues written in invisible ink. We'll do fingerprint art. We'll be looking at detective-related specimens under a microscope, such as hair, saliva, fingerprints. We'll have a book diorama. And then on Fridays, at 7 p.m., we'll be showing detective movies. On March 5th, we'll have The Thin Man, which is a comic detective film. March 12th, we'll have Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. And finally, March 19th, we'll be showing The Maltese Falcon.
And activities spread out the Haines Highway to Mosquito Lake and the Clockwan School and Library, where Carrie Valentine is.
First of all, for the Clockwan School, all the students at the school will be reading The Maltese Falcon. Mrs. Carl's class is reading The Maltese Falcon, and I, during the library hour, is going to be reading the junior version to The Maltese Falcon, The Malted Falcon by Bruce Hale, to the younger kids' class. And then also, I will be doing after-school crafts, too, on Thursdays. We're going to be doing fingerprint art, and we're going to have a mystery party, book diorama, and secret message-making activities. We will be having movie nights on the 12th and the 19th. I will be showing the Pink Panther 1 and 2. Also, I'm going to have a pet detective card game at noon on Saturday the 13th.
And in Haynes, a dinner theater, Clinkett mystery storytelling, movie night, radio drama, book discussion, crime-solving games, and trivia contests are all part of the month-long Chilkat Valley reading assignment.
One of the things related to that, of course, is the Lynn Canal Community Players are going to be doing a mystery dinner theater. And it is called Bull in a China Shop. Now, it isn't from the book, The Maltese Falcon, but it's very similar to the same theme as The Maltese Falcon. So they're putting on a play on March 26th and 27th at the Chilkat Center. This is a fundraiser for the Sheldon Museum, and it will be a dinner theater performance.